Hey, have you heard about Neil Kashkari's recent comments on crypto versus AI? It's sparking a lot of debate. It's wild how he's contrasting the two so sharply.
Absolutely, it's a big deal. He's really framing AI as a game changer and crypto as a speculative fad. It's highlighting a growing divide between traditional regulators and crypto advocates.
Right, and it's not just a simple crypto is bad stance. Kashkari's argument is about utility. Like, he's saying crypto hasn't proven it can do anything beyond being a speculative asset. Whereas AI, he's painting as a real revolution, with potential to boost productivity and reshape industries.
Exactly. His critique of crypto is rooted in its lack of tangible impact. He's not just talking about volatility. He's questioning whether it's even useful in the real economy.
That's a strong stance. But it's also a reflection of the Fed's broader skepticism. They're focused on macroeconomic stability and consumer protection, so crypto feels like a risk they can't ignore.
And it's not just about the Fed. There's a push for regulation to prevent fraud and protect investors. Take the FTX collapse, millions lost, and it exposed how little oversight the crypto world has.
Yeah, and Kashkari's calling crypto utterly useless is partly a call for stricter rules. But he's also targeting stablecoins specifically, calling them a buzzword salad. That's a pretty harsh label.
Right, and it's a bit of a loaded term. Proponents argue stablecoins could revolutionize cross-border payments and financial inclusion. But Kashkari's saying those claims are hollow, like they're not really innovative or practical.
It's a fair point. The Terra USD Luna collapse in 2022 showed how unstable some stablecoins can be. If they're not backed by real reserves, they're just another speculative bubble.
And the stakes go beyond just investors. Stablecoins could threaten the U.S. dollar's role as the global reserve currency. If private entities start issuing their own stablecoins, it could erode the Fed's control over monetary policy.
That's a huge concern. The Fed's worried about systemic risks too. If crypto becomes too entwined with traditional finance, a collapse in the crypto sector could ripple through banks and markets.
Exactly. Kashkari's stance is part of a broader push for regulation to balance innovation with stability. It's not just about crypto. It's about protecting consumers, maintaining financial order, and safeguarding the dollar's dominance.
So the real takeaway. It's a battle between progress and caution. AI's potential is clear, but crypto's value is still in question. And the Fed's role is to navigate that tension without stifling innovation.
And it's a conversation that's only going to get more intense as the crypto world evolves. It's a test of how regulators adapt to a rapidly changing financial landscape.
Definitely. Stay tuned. This isn't just about money. It's about the future of how we think about value and trust in the digital age.
Agreed. It's a fascinating intersection of tech, economics, and policy. I can't wait to see how it unfolds.